You're listening to SBS News.
Confirmed global deaths from the COVID-19 have reached around 400,000. The latest tally comes a day after the government of Brazil broke with standard public health protocols by ceasing to publish updates of the number of deaths and infections in the hard-hit country. According to Johns Hopkins University, worldwide at least 6.9 million people have been infected by the virus, with the United States leading the death toll with 110,000 confirmed virus-related deaths. While Brazil pushes to reopen, there are serious concerns about the impact of the coronavirus is having on indigenous Amazon communities. It's believed as many as 81,000 indigenous people from 230 territories are threatened by the virus, as this indigenous man from a small community explains.
COVID-19 has come up the river because the same symptoms that we saw on the television, headache, fever, body pain, sore kidneys, fever day and night, that dry cough, lack of smell, we've all been feeling those symptoms.
Health experts, however, believe the Johns Hopkins tally falls short of showing the true tragedy of the pandemic around the world. Europe as a whole has recorded more than 175,000 fatalities since the virus was first detected in China late last year. Meanwhile, Dr. Robert Gallo, the US scientist who played a pivotal role in co-discovering that HIV was the cause of AIDS and subsequently developed the HIV blood test, has dismissed theories that the virus was man-made.
When Chinese scientists first gave us the genes of this virus, the sequence, and these were analyzed, you could rule that out. This is not man-made, okay? So that must stop. We said it from the beginning. This is ridiculous.
China says it's honouring its promise to provide economic and medical aid to multiple countries battling the virus. It comes as the country released a white paper titled Fighting COVID-19, China in Action, that outlines the coronavirus prevention, control and treatment efforts. Head of China's National Health Commission, Ma Shuwei, says working with other nations in the fight against the coronavirus is crucial.
We have participated in the WHO's Global Initiative on Drug and Vaccine Research and Development, and recently organised a video conference with the WHO on advancing the Unity Test vaccine research program. After the vaccine is developed and put into use in China, we will provide the world with it as a safe, effective and high-quality global public product, and make our own contributions to ensure the accessibility and affordability of vaccines in developing countries.
India has reported almost 10,000 new COVID-19 cases as it eases restrictions on Monday. Shopping malls, hotels and religious places will reopen after a 10-week lockdown. India has now surpassed Spain as the fifth hardest hit country, with over 247,000 confirmed cases of the virus. The capital, New Delhi, Mumbai and Ahmedabad are among the worst hit cities. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.